Good morning, everyone. How are you today? Monday morning for me, Monday afternoon, Monday evening, Monday night for you, maybe. Anyways, it's coffee chat for me. This is where we're going to make Stargaze the hub for the bull market. But yeah, let's chat, let's vibe. Hello, Atlas DAO. I'll send an invite if you're able to speak. There's a lot going on in the X space today, it seems like. This time slot, I always say it when I run this space, this time slot, there's a bunch of spaces going on from bigger ecosystems, which is why I picked this time slot. I know it's not the easiest time slot for some people, and I know because there's a lot of big spaces going on, it can be a difficult spot to carve into and get audience. But again, I think this is a prime time for spaces for a number of reasons. I always see the big ones going for Solana, for Polygon, for other ecosystems at this time of day. So here I am, Homestead the Pleb, trying to make Stargaze the hub. Let's rock and roll anyways. Good morning. Lots of people piling in. Maria, Joe, welcome. Thank you guys so much for showing up. Zeteller, man, you're like my newest follower or one of my best new followers. I don't know what's up, but thank you, bro, for always being here in my spaces these mornings. You guys know what the deal is, right? We got to make it go, right? So down there in the chat bubble, please go ahead and give me a like and a retweet. Maria, thanks for requesting. Come on up. Joe, if you're free, I assume you're at school, man, but if you jumped in to listen from school, even thank you so much, bro. That's really awesome. But yeah, guys, like and retweet the space, please. All right, because we got to bust into the algos a little bit here. That's how we do it. But yeah, I know there's a big injective space popping off right now. Bitcoin is at 66,000, so I'm sure all the other spaces are pretty populated with people just feeling the euphoria and the FOMO this morning. I'm looking at a lot of green on CoinHaul, so I know, like, you know, the bigger spaces are going to be attracting audience right now. But hey, we're going to keep doing this, right? We're going to make Stargaze the hub. We've got a lot to talk about with the Interchain, with Interchain NFTs, with all the different projects launching here. So that's why I'm doing this. How are you, Joe? How are you, Maria? Thanks for joining me, y'all.
Good, man. I called out of work today just so I could listen to your space.
You don't have to stroke my ego like that, bro.
It's Monday. I didn't feel like going. And then I saw your spaces at 10 o'clock. I'm like, all right, I'll get out of bed around 10.
That's great. You've got enough tenure now that you can call out on a Monday, after, like the week after, 2 weeks after the February break or something.
I don't even have any students anymore. I just show up and sit in front of a computer. I'm like a ghost in my school right now. It's pretty amazing.
Good stuff, I guess. How are you, Maria?
Hey guys, how are you doing? I'm doing great, actually. And you're right, like every day, at least at this time, it's having a big Polygon space, but I really wanted to attend one of your spaces. So here I am, ready to listen to all the news. Yeah, doing great, you know, like seeing things green feels amazing, not gonna lie. So let's gonna enjoy while it lasts.
Oh, don't say it like that, Maria. Come on now. Don't bring the bad juju in. Anyhow.
I'd rather be realistic or whatever and then have a surprise rather to FOMOing on things, you know?
Sure.
Let's say, yeah. Like, I learned along this year, so.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a bunch of us who, you know, have been here together in this ecosystem for a while, and we keep saying that. We learned and things like that. We all have to put it to use, I guess. So, like you said, right? Kind of keep it realistic, maybe. That'll help put it to use. I don't know if I have a whole ton of news to talk about today, y'all. The big thing I was going to bring up for Stargaze-wise was the minting weekend we had. We had three projects mint out over the weekend, which I thought was pretty impressive. The project from Aura, I think it was, I can't remember. I messed this up like now three times. I think it was like 12 pieces. It was a small collection of nice art, traditional art, right? Not PFP art. I think you could probably, like, if you zoomed right on one of those, you could do PFPs, though, the same way Sebi does with his. Like, if you look at some of these artistic pieces, you can make PFPs out of them. You just have to find the right part to zoom in and things like that. But anyways, that was Star Maidens, and that minted out, like, super fast in the space. It was dope. That was the first one. Then I think it was the Circus, or Circus Stance. I'm not sure exactly what they called it. But it was the second NFT collection from Clowns 9000. I think it was only 1,000, if I'm not mistaken. It wasn't a huge collection. It minted for like 300 stars. And that minted out, I think, while we were in the space as well. And then over the weekend, my pet alien kind of caught on with the community a little bit. I definitely tried to push it as it was moving up the mint percentage. Probably Joe and Maria, you guys have worked with Anesh a little bit. Like, he's collabed with a lot of communities out there. I don't know. I see Whale Mom down there. I bet Whale Dad knows of Steamland and the Steamlanders project and Anesh. Anesh has been super active in several communities. I think he kind of helped get the Smokers Club going a little bit. So, like, super, super active guy. Like, Steamland launched, like, really, I think, at, like, the absolute bottom of Stars and Stargaze. It was a slow mint, and I think he got maybe to about a quarter or a third, and then closed the mint. Developed kind of a small community around it, never left or anything like that. Continued, like, staying active in other communities, like, you know, developing the sub-community with Smokers Club. Always was active with the Cosmos Ape Alliance while I was working with that project. So just one of those people that was super active, like not giving up on anything. And to reward the people that did stick with him from Steamland, he kind of came up with this idea of the One Stars collections. And so what happens is if you hold enough Steamlands, you get whitelisted for these collections and you get to mint for one star. It's not a lot of people that actually, that is, it's kind of a small group that get to do that. And then he gives away some other whitelists. I've done whitelist giveaways for almost every collection, I think, of the one star from my handle. And I'm sure he does a couple in other communities, things like that. There was like Cosmic Guardians or something. There were like those neon blue and pink and purple, like knights. There was another one recently that had like the bonk tie into it, the Doge bonk or something. None of these one stars have really caught minting FOMO. And I'm rambling, I'm sorry guys, but I'm trying to give you all the info here because I was really happy to see this happen with the community. Like I said, these previous collections, it's just been continuing to grind, continuing to try and find like the right art that would hit the vibe of the community. Continuing to try and make sure he didn't abandon Steamland and the people who minted Steamland. I've talked to the guy in DMs many times, and he always just comes back to kind of this one statement of like, I'm just trying to do the best for Steamland and Stargaze right now. Like, this is what I'm doing, and this is, you know, what's up with that. Anyways, the mint caught on this weekend, and we minted out his first project. Joe, go ahead. Cut me off, buddy. You don't have to raise your hand.
No, I was going to say you're there were a lot of collections minting this weekend, but I don't know if you've looked at the Stargaze wallet data for the last month or so. Maybe Luis Scott knows what I'm going to say because I know he's really on top of Stargaze trading and all that. Stargaze had the most active wallets that it's ever had since the Genesis mint over the past 30 days. And for volume, they just passed 30-day volume. They just passed Cardano, which used to be a massive NFT ecosystem. So there's like a lot with Stargaze now. I would say if you have a collection that you're like thinking about launching, I would probably do it soon. Marie, you got some leftover ladies laying around you didn't mint yet. Just put that shit right on the launch pad and someone will fucking buy it. That's what I might mint my own collection.
Well, hang on. Let me pause you there because we got Whale Mom down there and we all know Whale Dad and they're getting ready to launch them. So let's not take away from the people who have been here and grinding and putting into the community and things like that, right?
Wait for Whale Mom to mint and then mint all the crap you have on your old computer.
You think I can finally put out the Homestead Jams?
Do it, man. Do Homestead Jams and I'll do, I think Max has an open edition mint he's been waiting to send out there.
An open edition? I thought there was going to be some like, you know, Max and Cyber Solar Dial paired, you know, heroes, fighters of the world.
No, it's going to be
Smashers of the dark, you know.
I think I saw on the roadmap he's got a Stargaze comics collection on the roadmap for quarter three 2026. We'll get there.
All right. Well, what do you have to say, Marie? You can just jump in. Anybody here, you know, I'm a pleb. These are open forums. I try and have chill, safe spaces. Just jump in anytime if you have something to add. I start rambling. I know it. So
no worries. I'm the one who always rambling with time and the ones who listen to my spaces know. So we're in the same team there. No, just wanted to say, I think that's amazing. To be honest, what you just shared, I didn't know. So
amazing is right.
I hope Stargaze embrace my new ladies for sure. But definitely we should be, you know, helping like projects that are coming from community that has been active. Like yes, you said, like Whale Mom, they're having a new collection. I think we should support. And I have a question for you guys actually, because all of us three here in the stage and the majority, I assume, in the audience, we've been playing around with Stargaze since the launch. Obviously, myself being a Genesis creator, right? But the question is, what do you think that makes a collection pump on Stargaze? Because I've seen a lot of collection minting and some of them suddenly, you know, like get all the FOMO and hype and others don't. And I was wondering, and I think this question will be helpful for new ones that are, you know, planning to launch.
Oh man, that's a good question. Homestead probably knows.
Yeah. It's tough to say what is the right way to go for generating mint FOMO. Because I honestly think there's a lot of dynamics in play with that. And you could, you know, like we all come back to like, oh, if you got the right art and you generate a good community feel, like, right? Like there's those couple of basic things that everyone says every project needs or what have you. But actually getting that mint FOMO going the day of mint, there's a lot more dynamics in play, in my opinion. You know, I was chatting with Whale Dad about looking into what projects are going to be minting around the same time because you don't want to be in a liquidity battle. We're just talking about how many projects were minting this last weekend. And, you know, at the end of my rant, I probably would have mentioned that we still have a couple of projects open and we'll draw attention to them at some point in this space because that's part of what the Stargaze spaces are for, is to promote everybody. But yeah, you can see that we've got a few projects that, you know, I'll just say it personally, I thought Chop Chop would mint better out of the gate. It's a larger collection than a lot have released lately. It's a bit larger than, you know, like 5,000, a little over 5,000. You know, we've seen Picture Days with theirs was 2,000. Have we seen anything really around 5,000 go quickly? I'm not sure. Like even Gains, it was...
There's one right now. But it's going a little bit slow, but it's the cutes, the newts.
Yeah, cutes, exactly. So that one's was 4,444, right? Same size as Pixel Squids. Squids took a week, and cutes looks like it might take about that too. Squids had a lot more lead up; the community knew more about it. Cutes maybe not, right? So tons of factors here, right, Maria? That, like, if you build your community, you grind it out a little bit, that helps generate minting out of the gate. Fast minting out of the gate helps drive minting FOMO towards mint out. Hey, Mayor, I see you. I'll try and get you up here. Thanks for joining, brother. Joe, I might give you the co since you're off if you want it. And you don't give me no responsibility. I can't give you a retweet and help you get going, bro. I'm out of here.
I'm going to the supermarket in a minute, but I wanted to say, I think this weekend with so many active wallets, yes, there's liquidity battles, and we see that during the slow times, especially when you're like shocked that certain projects either don't mint out or they take a really long time. But it looks like the projects are doing what they need to do to get new people, or maybe people who are laying low, to come mint. And I think that's why, part of the reason why we have so many active wallets on Stargaze. I think the number was like, I think it was like 9,000 active wallets the last 30 days, which even during the times where we've seen mints get botted, this is way higher.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I'm gonna take a bit of kudos to me, because I know I bring a bunch of new people as well. So kudos to myself. Well done, Maria. Another question.
Maria, pump the brakes there, because actually you said the word, and we need to give the kudos where some kudos might be due. And y'all know who I'm talking about, right? Falcone, thank you, buddy. You dropped to like 2,500 NFTs to kudos stakers, right? And a lot of those stakers had not actually used Stargaze in the past. And that was about 3 weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken. Joe, is that right? Does that about coincide, if I'm not mistaken?
I missed that. Say that one more time.
So the Kudonians was a free mint about 3 weeks ago. Falcone did it, Falcone. The guy who did IBC Citizens and some other projects, OG Stars, like from way back in the day, right? And he's stuck around, and he's been kind of an ambassador to the community and helped onboard people and projects. But he released this free mint called the Kudonians. And I want to say it was about one quarter of the supply was airdropped to kudos stakers. And they had run the analytics on those wallets, and like, he said this in the space, the creators chat, before mint day. But it was something like 50% or 2/3 of those wallets had never interacted with Stargaze before.
Oh, wow.
You know, it was a free mint. It was fun art. I gave you a hard time in the post recently, but like, I've seen a lot of Kudonians in my feed and people that I did not know, and he's using that Kudonian's handle to create a cult there. And so what you're talking about, new and active users, man, that's one great example of a project that just in the right moment did it.
I think somebody here, and I'm looking, I see multiple artists and creators in the audience right now. That model would work for Dimension and Celestia, probably, or Stride. I think that would work. And even if the people get their free airdrop and they come over and they just sell it right away, guess what? Now they have stars in their newly used stars wallet. It makes a big difference over time. And
they need to take gas to get those stars, right?
And I know like artists, you know, they don't want to just keep giving things away, but it's good for the platform to have these free mints every now and again. So at least like on a somewhat sporadic basis to have some, even if it's an open edition mint for like 10 stars or something like that, I think it's good for the platform to bring in new people. I was in, Maria can vouch for this. I was in, on Friday, Maria and I did this space with that Bitcoin Ordinals collection that was a free mint that went to 13,000 floor price in a couple of weeks. And we're in their Telegram, and someone in the Telegram said, oh, do you know Squids from Stargaze? To me. And like the Stargaze platform is getting outside Cosmos, because that person, you know, they're a Bitcoin maxi kind of like inscriptions person, and they're using a pixel squid as their PFP in Telegram. It's pretty. A year ago, you would have never seen anything.
No, you wouldn't. And look, I said this. So Maria, again, back to minting FOMO and things like that. Like the squids never really came with that minting FOMO until the very, very end. And people realized, oh, wow, they're actually going to mint out now. But I said this, and I tried to tell people this when they were upset about the price. And then after it minted out, what Gaines and Schrute did to build that community and get outside people in to be part of that community is why people should have had their eyes on that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was great.
You're illustrating it right now. Like, there's like Bitcoin maxis and ordinal people wearing a squid. And you know where Gaines just was? Do you guys know where Gaines and Schrute just were?
I saw they
I think it rhymes with Schmeath member.
No, he went to they went to Mount Everest and they put a 3D printed pixel squid on the top of Mount Everest and everyone that climbs it is gonna see it.
Oh, that's amazing. There's a QR code.
If you go up to Mount Everest, you scan the QR code and then you get an airdrop of a free squid on Stargaze.
Maria, your hand is up. You're waiting patiently.
Yes. No, it's okay. And also wants to hear from Maya because it's been forever. But yes, 100%. I think these kind of things are the ones really needed, you know, because nowadays I'm even seeing like on my server, you know, like new people. And that's why I introduced as well, like a little guide on, you know, how you can start with Stargaze and Cosmos and everything. And I'm seeing it happening, which, again, if we go back to the beginning, it was like, okay, because I remember when I was on NFT NYC last year, I'm 99% sure I was the only one Stargaze NFT showcase there. And I was talking with people, and people were like, Stargaze? What is Stargaze? And I'm like, yes, the Cosmos ecosystem and so on. And nowadays, you can see that it is more known around, and I think that's amazing, to
Maria,
be honest.
I cannot wait to hear you, yourself, and others that are going to NFT NYC report back this year on the difference in what the greater vibe is. And the,
I'm going to try to get us a
general knowledge, you know? Like, is it spread out, the general knowledge of Stargaze now?
Oh, yes, 100%. I think it's going to be amazing. Like, I love last year. Because, you know, I had the opportunity to finally meet in person the majority of my community, all of you guys that have been speaking, you know, every day. But this year also, like, being expanded to Polygon is like, I have to meet more people. All of them already are, you know, playing with the Stargaze. They know they have NFTs from us or from other collections. So I think it's going to be amazing. Plus, the image I have exhibited this year is another Stargaze one, and I'm also speaking on the event. So, yes. I mean, where is my Stargaze merch? Seriously, I should be rocking it. But I think it's going to be pretty fun.
If you're not in, like, a Stargaze hoodie or a Stargaze hat or something, I don't know. Like, I got to talk to Gaines and Shane, or, like, we got
to
get on
I have to talk with Shane. Like, Shane, what is going on? Like,
where's
I'm
the branding?
Here.
Like, one of our greatest artists, one of our best assets, where's the branding? Like, let's get it going. Come on.
Oh, no worries, no worries. As soon as I have Shane on NFT Happy Hour, I have a bunch of questions prepared for him, poor thing. Obviously, with all the love, okay? Because yeah. I love him. He's really nice. I got to meet him last year, and he was the sweetest one. But obviously, I have my question, like, where are my merch? What is happening? Like, I've been, you know, exhibiting Stargaze out there with being the only one. Why I don't have a single teacher? Like, come on, we have to fix this.
That's decentralization for you, right? You know, like, I feel like I used to work at places and, like, for, like, you know, the Recognize Your Workers Week, you'd get, like, swag that was branded swag. It's like, okay, it's kind of nice, I've got something to wear, but, like, I go around and advertise for you if I wear it anywhere but here. So maybe that's part of decentralization, is not forcing your people to wear your stuff. I don't know. Hey, Amanda, welcome, and Mayor too. We're up here having a great time. You guys can jump in anytime you have something to say.
What's up?
I did want to say real quick for anyone listening what Joe said about the wallets. I posted the analytics link up in the Nest, so you can check that out. That's the 30-day analytics, and that's also, you can just go through any of the Stargaze analytics there, search Stargaze in general or search various collections. So yeah, if you're new to Stargaze and you like to look through wallets and look through which collections are moving and things like that, don't forget about the analytics tab. Anyhow, welcome to our new speaker.
What's up, home pleb? Hi, Joe. You've been ignoring me. I just got back from Denver, and let me tell you, I'm so tired. I hosted so many events, and they were really good. I mean, speaking of Stargaze, like, Stargaze was at a bunch of them. But yeah, Maria, I am ordering a bunch of swag for my event, so your logo will be on a bunch of swag. So don't worry about that. Also, if anyone else is coming to raise your hand if you're coming to NFT NYC. I just posted. Okay, well, obviously, Joe, you are. You're speaking at my event, so good.
Okay, hang on just a second. Anybody in this space or anybody listening to our recording who doesn't know, Amanda is a Web3 event planner. She's been super active in the Cosmos ecosystem, in the Polygon ecosystem. What other ecosystems, Amanda? She's like all over the place.
It doesn't matter. Like, whoever hires me to do an event, I just work with them. So
there you go. So if you're listening to the space, if you're new to our spaces, things like that, check it out. Give Amanda a follow, right? And if you're working with projects and things like that that may want to host events in the New York City area, there you go. You got a new contact.
Not only that, if anyone wants to sponsor an event that they can't get to, that could be done through Amanda as well.
Wow, look at you guys. Thanks.
There we go. Now you can keep chilling yourself, Amanda, now that people will know.
No, I was just going to say, maybe someone can find, I just posted like maybe an hour ago, the link to my NFT NYC event, Web3 Uncovered. So if you want to pin that up, that would be great. But you can also like just DM me or send me an email like to look at the sponsorship decks. And I was going to say, like, I'm not trying to rake anyone over the coals because like I've been doing events for a while. So I know like what and what not to do. So sponsorships are as low as $1,000 for a project to come in and have like their stuff on all the merchandise, logos everywhere. So I wanted to work with the smaller projects and especially artists. Like, if you want to come and have your like art at the event, like talk to the marketplace that you have it on and tell them to like sponsor my event really, really cheap. Have them sponsor you to come to the event. Like, that's what they're there for. You're making their platform great. So I'm speaking with a bunch of different platforms right now, and hopefully like our event's going to be awesome. I have DJ Tropics, which is like one of the best NFT DJs. He does a bunch of metaverse stuff coming, and it's going to be great. I'm so excited. Okay, rant done.
Awesome. Good to hear it. And glad to hear you're doing well with like taking off with your event hosting and stuff. Like, it seems like you've really been grinding that out the last, 6 or 8 months. And it's the right time for it. So good for you.
Hey, real quick. Shout out, Maria. Good seeing you guys. Amanda, tell us about the vibe at ETH Denver. Like, I know you were hosting and you probably didn't get to just walk around and chill, but I heard Gaines said it, like, it was a really positive vibe.
It was. Yeah, I felt like maybe the conference itself was a little smaller, but the side events and the after parties were much better. Like, last year it was, like you had to pay for your drinks and most events didn't have food. And this time it was like exactly the opposite. Like, everything was provided. Like, I barely paid for anything when I was out there. And it was really, really fun. Like, a lot of people were hosting events right next to each other. So we were sharing communities. Like, Barachain had their event right next to Barachain had their event right next to Polygons, and we were like just, you know, sharing people.
I got mommy.
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
But yes, it was cool. it was very fun. I got to hang out with Gaines and Shroot was there.
Yeah.
Tricky was there. It was so fun. We had a blast. Anyone that wants to make it out there next year, like, you definitely should, especially for it being a free conference. Like, if you can get your plane ticket out there and rent a house with a bunch of other degens, like, it's worth your while.
Yeah, Shroot is out there. Like, I think Shroot is in North Arizona or New Mexico. He's not that far from Denver, so it wasn't. Yeah, but anyways, just glad to hear that, and glad to hear. I mean, Bitcoin almost at like all time high is good for event coordinating. So I'm sure this is going to be a good year for events and stuff like that. I mean, when prices up, you get more of a turnout. So anyways.
I'm sorry, Joe. I'm no longer taking questions. You can put your hand down.
How'd you know my question was for you?
Who else would it be for?
Come on, I have another question as well.
Go, Maria.
See, Joe, this is what happened when you're a nice lady here. I'm sorry. Plus, why you change the BFU NFT happy hour? This is karma, Joe. Feel it. Okay, so Amanda, my love, first of all, I should be start working on the biz this weekend, which amazing. Second question, have you spoken already with Magic Eden? I guess you did. If not, I'm going to be sending a bunch of DMs to Big Neil and Johnny. So just let me know.
Yes, I did speak to, I spoke with Johnny. I'm pretty sure that they are sponsoring, but also I spoke with Magic Eden for Solana as well, because I'd really like to have their presence as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we should. Okay. Bug them anyway.
I'm going to bother them a bit.
Yeah, cool, it's only a month out. And like, honestly, like I have a couple options for sponsors. Like I have custom LED lights and I need to get those printed. So like if people wanted to get like a custom neon sign that you can then take to conferences later, you should definitely try to sponsor soon because I have to get those ordered.
Go ahead, Joe. You don't have to wait, but I'm scrolling, trying to find different things, different content to post for people.
No problem. I just have to. I have to pop off in a couple of minutes. But Amanda, what is it going to take to get you to NFT Nashville at the end of July? Like, has Tank reached out to you? Have numerical values been exchanged and all that for you to come and work with us?
No, nothing has been finalized, but I do really want to help. Like, I would love to do that.
So, hey, Joe, my services can be rendered and I charge less.
Bullshit.
Homestead, I mean,
I'm just playing. I'm just such a fucking pleb. Sorry.
Amanda, these guys really need help, Amanda. These guys, if you could just like dedicate 15 minutes a week, like that would like probably 100x their execution. So I mean,
I have people like I had projects want me to do an event for them for Denver with like 4 days to go, and they're like, so you think we can like get some t-shirts made? And I was like, not a fucking chance.
Oh,
like,
my god,
like I don't think I think people I mean obviously that's why like I tried getting into this, because like I have like that foresight to like plan ahead. But it is so funny working with a bunch of like developers or people who have absolutely no idea what it takes to put on an event.
Because just say it, men. Just men.
It's men.
That's exactly right. Yeah. No, listen, I've had this conversation so many times, just listening to spaces, like how bad the men are at being direct and just like staying within a reasonable amount of time to get an idea out of their mouths. The planning is horrendous. Listen, me, Tank, Gaines, Signal, planning NFT Nashville, we were not efficient, put it that way. And this year it's getting better. But the first thing we said after last year's, we're like, all right, we need Amanda and we need Shroot to, he quit in the middle of us because we were not efficient. We need Shroot to come back and we need a host, because I was told like 10 minutes before the damn thing that I was hosting it, I thought Gaines was going to do it because he's like a pro. He's like, I don't want to. I'm like, what do you mean you don't want to? You came all the way here on an airplane. And he's like, nah, you're good. You do it, man. You do it. You can wear my hat. I was like, what the hell does that even mean? But yeah, Amanda, you could almost, once the sponsor money starts rolling in, I feel like you could just name your price and like Tank will just be forced to pay it.
I mean, Joe, if you want a host, you know that you just need to fly me in. I'm not going to ask for anything else. Just cover the flight tickets, because obviously coming from Europe is not that easy.
We're going to have to, Tank and I have some meetings this week and hopefully they're productive, but yeah, we got like a whole bunch of sponsors that verbally committed. And then once like the first couple send us the funds, it's like game on and we'll be able to plan it in probably like half the time. And also we're going to be looking to do side events that are like official with Bitcoin community, which means we'll be able to kind of reach out to Babylon and Nomic and hopefully the Cosmos Hub with their inscriptions now. So I think if you guys are interested in coming, if you're interested in just the information, the NFT Nashville website is getting updated. It was updated with the date and everything, and it'll be updated regularly in the coming days. If you bought a ticket last year, oh, this is something else, because some people in here definitely bought tickets. If you bought a ticket last year, that's going to be minted as an NFT, and you're going to be able to use that to get a discount on this year's tickets. But also, if you don't want to come, you could sell it. You'll be able to cash in that NFT for a percent. I don't know what it's going to be. It's not going to be like $100. It's going to be, you know, whatever it is, whatever the discount is. I don't even want to say, probably like 20%, something like that. So yeah, we have a lot going on. Homestead would love to have you. Maybe Mayor can actually stay for the festivities this time. We got some other people down there that should probably just like show up and hang out. Even if you don't want to go to the event because you don't want to hear a bunch of nerds talking about monkey pictures, that's fine. Just come to Nashville. It's fun. I'm going to move there in the next year. So I'm going to be looking for houses.
Yeah, I'd like to make it this year. It's in the summer, which aligns well with family lifestyle and calendar that goes around a family lifestyle. So I've already talked to the woman about, you know, maybe making it a family trip. So
I the woman?
Yeah. She's my woman, and I'm her pleb.
The boss. Just say the boss. Come on.
Well, you know she's the boss. Y'all have heard what happens.
All I have to say is,
come on.
This is what I say.
Y'all know.
I tell her, I said, should I buy boots? She's like, yeah, you should definitely buy. I'm like, well, we have to go to Nashville to buy those boots. She's like, okay, can I get a hat? I'm like, yeah, you can get a hat. And that's how the conversation goes. And then I'm like, what about the kids? Someone will take them.
That's literally what I do. I'm like, mom, you love my daughter, right? Thanks.
The trick is this. What I do is I don't answer the phone for about 2 weeks for my parents. And then I know they'll say yes to anything. Like, do you want the kids overnight? After like not seeing them for 2 weeks, it totally works. It's like the opposite of extortion, because then she's like, do you want me to take them the whole weekend? I'm like, oh, I thought we were just going to come by for a couple hours. Okay, fine. Can we go to Nashville? Okay, bye.
Strategy.
But I got to jump off, guys. It's good to see everyone here. And of course, talking about Stargaze and how like it's just ramping up. Cutes down there, by the way. I didn't mention this before. Cutes, the NFT Mint, is donating a hefty percent to NFT Nashville. They've already raised almost enough to become like the highest tier sponsor of Nashville. And it is not like a Neutron official NFT collection, but it is definitely endorsed by the community of Newts. So let's put it that way. So that's a good collection if you're just looking to mint and you want like a memeable PFP for the time being.
Yeah, I'm picking up what you're putting down there, Joe. And I'm pretty sure I tried to beat around that same bush for listeners last week, or at least a mint Freshman Friday, where, yeah, you know, if you look around and you know what's going on with Newt and Neutron, I think Finn tried to help me push that idea along. But you do you, guys, if you don't. You know?
I like to say I don't want to make price predictions at all. I do not own the Neutron token because I live in the United States and I follow the rules. But if I look at my YouTube internet traffic and the way people find my YouTube channel, the number one search term that brings people to my channel is Neutron crypto. And I only have like 2 Neutron videos. So that means people are banging that into YouTube all day long. And let's just say that Juno doesn't work out.
Hey.
A lot of that's going to end up on Neutron.
We're ready to just say that now.
Let's say Juno never recovers from their 4th cataclysmic event, right? Let's just say. But I think a lot of that development and interest and traffic will get pushed over to Neutron, and I think Neutron is in a tremendous position. I was happy to mint this collection. It's the first collection I minted in a while. I don't like minting.
What, this is on Stargaze?
It's called Cute.
C-E-U-T-S. And
oh yeah, thank you.
I know Joe said we've only verbally committed our 10% of the mint, which is roughly about $2,000 right now. And so I think we're just gonna throw a parking lot party outside of the venue instead. I'll get a bunch of liquor.
Food truck.
All right, big tech.
No, I wouldn't even say it. I'm just gonna not give you the money. I'm just gonna stock up like the trunk of the car, and we'll thug it out.
No one's going to complain. We had a parking lot last year that was just, it needed a food truck and some dude mixing drinks out of the trunk of a car.
Oh, dude, I love Hattie B's, and they have a food truck up there. But well, no, we're definitely giving 10% of whatever we make on Mint to NFT Nashville. I'm trying to convince them to let anyone with the NFT Nashville cowboy hat get in for free.
Oh yeah, we'll have that conversation when I talk to Tank, hopefully today or tomorrow.
Absolutely, that'd be cool.
You said there's only 22, right?
Yeah, there's like 23, I think, tops.
Either way, that could be traded just based on that that perk. So I'll talk to Tank for sure. And once we have like the venue and the numbers, because our first venue was booked already, so we need to find an alternate venue that's big enough for this year. So I'll definitely be in touch for sure. Well, we're in touch anyway, but we'll be in touch.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Tell me about these NFTs. How are they? Are they affiliated with Neutron? Or are you guys just doing some?
No, man. I'm a digital artist by trade, and I got into Neut early December. I love meme coins. I've been in crypto for a long time. I'm one of the first people to contribute Dogecoin for that stupid NASCAR rap at Talladega. But memes are onboarding tools, man. They're the best. And so I kind of just opened Photoshop and Illustrator one day and just started drawing. You got to always push yourself on mediums. And as a digital artist, cool. NFTs are cool. Definitely there.
Yeah, I think it's interesting NFTs that have some type of just somewhat of a connection with a meme. I mean, even if you're not like officially like you are, like the Newt is a meme coin on Neutron. So you guys are just doing some NFTs with it. I mean, memes are pumping right now, and well, I think NFTs are taking a little bit of a backseat, but that's how the cycle goes, you know?
We're also going to be a sub DAO for the Newt DAO, and our goal with our treasury funds dedicated to that are going to be, like, funding other creators, kind of like snails do, you know, for educational stuff. It'd be really neat to commission other artists based on, you know, actual artist wage, because we all know that struggle as NFT creators, I'm sure.
Cool, yeah. It's interesting. I mean, memes are really popping off right now. So it's, I think all NFTs are like, now's the time to kind of take some positions, like with, I mean, well, at least some other chains. But Maria, how are things going in with Solana? You did the one mint on Solana, Maria?
Oh, yes. I'm everywhere. So, okay, this is pretty cool for also artists in the audience. So I don't know if you're familiar with the Goodfellas, but we had them in at least two different spaces on NFT Happy Hour. And they are a project who has been like rescued different drag projects. They, you know, like they both the art, and they are really into, you know, NFTs because of the value of art. And also, you know, just being fair with artists. So they created the Artist Incubator Program, which is basically giving the opportunity to other artists to launch with them, but getting the, you know, the funds splits, not like when I'm commissioned with other projects that at the end I'm only doing the art, but then, you know, if they resell or whatever, the funds are going to them, right? So they asked me if I wanted to participate. I said yes. Obviously, we signed a contract, everything, which, to be honest, as an artist, I'm being already like 3 years here in the space. I love it to have everything on place and, you know, regulated and so on. And it's been amazing, to be honest. Like, I created 7 different pieces. They have been dropping them in batches, like every week, one piece with 21 editions. They have all the staking and all the things they do. And it's been amazing because it was my first time on Sol, to be honest. And seeing the amazing welcome in my art hat, it was really great. So really excited with that as well, you know.
Very cool.
So it's cool recognition too that you know, you're being thought out, you know, like, I think that's pretty cool.
Yes. And also, you know, like the opportunity to be, you know, trying a different ecosystem already with someone who has established a project, because let me tell you guys, like expanding to Polygon, it was a hassle. because even though Women from Cosmos is well known, I was a newbie there. And it felt like, okay, there we go again. You have to start from zero again, you know, like creating the community, being noticed and so on. So I think having the opportunity to launch with them, obviously, you know, all that part, it wasn't an issue. Like they manage everything. They have already the community. So it's been great. To be honest, I should be, you know, checking more Seoul because I know that a bunch of 101 artists from NEETH has been, you know, already play around more there. But to be honest, I'm more focused on my 101s now on Stargate. So I don't know. I will say that I'm everywhere, always multi-chain, always creating, but it's been great.
Awesome. That's great stuff, Maria.
Oh, what else do you guys have? Mayor, Red Eye, you came up, man. If you want to say hello or drop some alpha or anything like that, I'm scrolling through my feed trying to see what I see.
What's going on, guys? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. How are you this morning?
We're doing well. It feels nice to be back home after ETH Denver. It was great getting to see all the Cosmos folks out there. Saw a bunch of bad kids floating around. Saw a few members of the Stargaze team, and you know, a whole variety of other Cosmos contributors. So apologies if I didn't get to catch anyone in the audience who was there and wanted to, you know, connect with other Cosmos people, but it was an enjoyable time.
Yeah, we were talking about it earlier. Some people, Cosmos Spaces was there, and Amanda was doing some event planning there too. What did you do? Like, were you leading some of the shade stuff, or, I mean, obviously did you get the chance to walk around a little bit and check out some other stuff?
Yeah. So I was there from Monday to Sunday. So I went to, what was it? DeFi Day, by Phoenix, went to, App Chain Day by Dora Hacks. That was really awesome. That's where I saw my first group of like Stargaze contributors. Adam Denver was also super cool on Wednesday.
What Adam Denver, is that just like a side event that like some Cosmos people just, is it just like a meetup? Or all the ETH Denver events are free. There's no tickets, right?
Yeah. These were all free. You just had to sign up.
Got it. You had to sign up. And so to get into the meeting or the conference or whatever. But so for Adam Denver, is it just a meetup? What is it?
Yeah, it was held at this big theater, it looked like a performance theater. And, you know, they had presentations and panels going on all day. It was a two-story venue. So the top story, they had drinks and food for everyone. Plenty of networking.
Who sponsored it? Do you know?
There were a bunch of sponsors.
Probably the AEZ and the Hub and some stuff.
Yeah, well, there were also a bunch of other like layer ones or app dApps that sponsored it as well.
Yeah.
And then
interesting.
Yeah, Thursday was all day at the conference, like at the actual ETH Denver conference. And then Friday, Shade hosted our own side event called Frictionless, which was really cool as well.
I mean, I think privacy is coming back around. You know, like you guys have been grinding so long, you know, and hard on it. It just seems like the narrative's coming back around a little bit, you know.
Yeah, and what Tank and Maria were talking about with having like it was so nice being able to meet up with all of our team. We had some new women join our the Shade Protocol contributor set. And it was one, great getting to meet them, but two, see how much better the women in our contributor set were for organizing, helping organize events and keeping people on task. It was much appreciated. So for Bree, if she's listening to this later on, Bree, you're fucking goated.
Cool, man. So I'm glad I popped in because I've been wanting to just kind of get some feedback as far as how's ETH Denver went. Like, it's so crazy that, you know, Bitcoin and Ethereum, they're the two protocols that can throw these big conferences, but you have a lot of other ecosystems that just kind of, you know, jump on board with, you know, it's like, okay, there's this big crypto gathering and it's like, we don't have to be ETH Maxis just to show up. So I'm glad Cosmos has an event there. That's positive, you know?
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, I feel like most of the week I was going to Cosmos events rather than ETH Denver events, like going to the actual ETH Denver location. Obviously there's everyone's there. But there was a very decent concentration of Cosmos projects represented there. It was very encouraging.
Yeah, cool to hear. I mean, I know, like, we were talking earlier about Stargaze, and I think with Stargaze reaching out and just implementing their UX to where you can just swap ETH right there on the main page, like it's really made a difference. And we saw, you know, ETH the stars, and then you see some of that ETH liquidity come in. Like it's making a difference. I think Stargaze is doing a lot of great things, and I think there's a lot of potential, you know, and I really feel like Maria, for example, just it's not a big deal for a kind of like a Cosmos NFT project to go to another chain. I think it's like it brings attention back to Stargaze. So, and I think that's some of that cross-pollinization stuff you see at ETH Denver too. So I think it's a win-win for everyone.
Yeah. And there was so much cool stuff. I don't know if Stargaze participated in the hackathon that was going on there. There was so much really interesting stuff going on related to NFTs at the build-a-thon or the ETH Denver hackathon. So I'm excited to see like if some new utility starts coming Stargaze's way. Obviously they're an NFT marketplace, but you know, NFTs are there's a lot more potential than just these things being bought and sold. So I'm really interested to see how Stargaze kind of adapts over the next year.
You know what tech I'd love to see come to Stargaze? NFT adaptation I'd love to see come to Stargaze. I see one down there in the audience. CW404.
What is that?
It's this new
cross-chain.
It's not necessarily cross-chain, but it can be cross-chain in IBC. that's a different alpha. Anyhow, 404 NFTs are NFTs that are attached to a fungible token. If you buy a full token, it mints you an NFT. If you sell the token, it burns your NFT.
Oh, yeah.
So essentially, it creates a liquidity pool that kind of balances the floor a little bit, or maybe sets more of a firm value on the bottom level of your NFT. And if you don't like the NFT you've minted, you can remint an NFT basically at the same cost if you're doing it, you know, at that moment with price action, depending on how price action is. There's one on Injective right now that's gone a little bit crazy with the community over there and caused a bit of FOMO, called Sushi Fighters NFT. I have definitely gotten into that community a little bit, and have tried to talk to some of their team about like, hey, Stargaze is an NFT blockchain with, you know, that is CosmWasm enabled. I think all we need is like some DEX capabilities to be able to do that. And I think the team's working on that, but I don't know all the alpha that's coming. So anyhow, what has happened with it over on Injective through Dojo Swap, and also you can buy and sell the NFTs on Talus, is pretty, like, I don't know what to say. It's very hype. It's different. It's new. It helps like the liquidity problem that NFTs face. And also kind of helps volume a little bit, because it's degen candy, I think. It's something I would love to see Stargaze release their own or partner up with the team that's done a successful one or something like that. I think it could be really a cool thing to bring over to Stargaze. I don't know. Just me, just a pleb. Go ahead, Maria.
No, I just wanted to say before I leave him, because I have to go now to another space, that I'm really excited for this year, like NFT NYC, because I remember like last year at the Stargaze event with Noel Chachos, which, by the way, if you weren't there, guys, let me tell you, it was the best side event of all the days of the conference, I have to say. I know that this year you guys are planning another one. I'm going to let it there. I need more information. Maybe Homestead, you know more than me. But now seeing that more people are aware already of Stargaze, that more people from other chains has been already, you know, like minting and buying NFTs on Stargaze, I cannot even imagine like the amount of opportunity that on this new event it's going to happen, because now we're more well-known, right? Like, now it's not like you have to explain again from the beginning, okay, this is coming from Cosmos and you have to get this and that. And I think that's amazing as well from Stargaze, because it really did it like really easy for other people to onboard. Like even myself, I experienced, I know as well, like Space Kelly's onboard a lot of people as well to Stargaze. So I just cannot wait to see what is going to happen next month, which by the way is already next month, damn it. But yeah, that was my two cents. I have to leave now. Hope you're having a really great rest of your day, and see you around, guys.
Thank you for joining this morning, Maria. I really appreciate you spending some time here. Same for you, Joe. Man, I didn't get to say it really before you left and you're gone, but if you hear it on the recording, thanks for stopping in, Joe, and spending some time. I really appreciate you guys taking a little chunk out of your morning and chatting with me. Everybody who's up here, y'all know, man, if you're having a conversation, space just is so much nicer than if you're just monologuing and ranting at people. So it really, I appreciate it so much when people come and chat. So appreciate that. Peps, welcome up, man. Red Eye, if you want to jump back in at any time, I didn't mean to like cut you off or anything. Kind of went into the 404 rant. But yeah, jump in wherever you want. Peps, welcome. If you want to tell us what you're bringing to Stargaze, if you just want to stay GM and then drop alpha next time, whatever, it's your first time getting on stage with us, so not everybody wants to speak.
Hey, what's going on? Could you actually give me like, I don't know, 2 minutes? I have to fix something up.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right, thank you.
Take a moment, whatever. Jump in when you can. It's open for him. It's free for all.
All right.
Anyhow, for a minute, I'll just take, drop a little Stargaze alpha for you guys up in the nest I pinned. There's this new Pixel collection coming called the Bitcoin Havers. It seems like there's some whitelisting happening. It's pixel art and it's ugly, which means it checks off both rules we live by here on Stargaze. The uglier, the better. More pixels, please. So there you go. Get after that. Also, alpha behind that, if you know Mortem, I think that's the creator. So it's like a real G in the community. So I feel like that makes people a little bit more inclined to support sometimes when they know that. Anyhow, that's pinned up there for Bitcoin Havers. Go back a couple of posts. I think I pinned some links to Chop Chop posts. They're set up a raffle to help their mint along a little bit. There's a bad kid. If their mint gets to 2,000 and you've minted 5, you're in the running for a bad kid. The mint needs to get to 2,000, though, by a certain date. It did seem like it picked up a little. So if you want to keep your eye on it and get in a raffle for a bad kid, 5 Chop Chops is going to be like 2,500 stars. Yeah, I mean, like, that's not a bad raffle ticket, depending on how many people go for it. That's all you, right? Your call, raffle tickets, or you can lose, for sure. And then the other thing is, I thought I put it there. That might be it. It might just be in the comments. I'm sorry, y'all. Chop Chop's doing like this metaverse event for NFTs. Yeah, it's in the comments. I'll put it up in the nest too. The link to their profile, at least their post. I kind of wish they had been promoting this more before their mint. I feel like people would have supported their mint more if they knew this was coming. But that's just me. And my take on it. But yeah, they've got this metaverse event, it looks like. I can't believe Joe didn't plug it while he was in here, because I think he's one of the speakers. Shane's going to be speaking. It's like his Cosmos NFT-themed event. If you hold Choppers, you could get a ticket, I think. A free ticket for being a Chop Chop holder already. There's like a $10 ticket if you're not on a chopper, and a $15 ticket if you want to, like, you know, donate a little extra money for them to kind of fund the event a little bit. Anyways, go check it out. Like, I looked at it. I hold choppers, so I got a free ticket for it. I'll try and check it out if I'm free. Y'all know Homestead Pleb, so it's kind of, I do this stuff in between taking care of the kids and taking care of the homestead. But yeah, it seems like it's over 3 days, the 8th, 9th, 10th, I think, if I'm not mistaken, with different time slots and stuff like that for speakers, engagements. A lot of prizes, maybe, are on the list there. I think I saw like 2,000 plus USD value in prizes. So yeah, I mean, go hang out with the community, talk about Cosmos NFTs, maybe win some prizes. But yeah, I tried to pin that. Those are the kind of alphas I wanted to make sure I shared for Stargaze today. I don't know. Peps, you free now? I just bought you some time if you want to come up and chill. Mary, you got anything you want to talk about? Where's Bitcoin at? Are we up to 67 yet?
We're getting close. We're getting close.
Man, I thought we'd fly at this point.
I do have something. Trying to see. A friend of mine is considering selling a bad kid, and I think we might have to have an intervention because I think it's not the best time to do it right now.
Why?
Why? Why is
it? I mean, look, I guess if you're selling a bad kid that you bought for $600 for $6,000, then there's no why involved there. That's a 10x and go for it. You do you, boo.
I think he might have. He said he put it up for auction, but I don't see it. I think he might have taken it down. I don't see it up for auction. That's weird. Wait a second.
Is that Gus?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't want
to. Well, I know it. You know he was flooding the price of bad kids in the space last week. I knew it was him. He's going to regret that.
He said he got this a while back ago, and he's up on it. But it's like, I just don't think now's the time to do it. But I'm on the auction page, and I don't see it. So here, let me just do the search.
Maybe he pulled it. Or maybe it hasn't been bid on yet.
But even if they're not bid on, it's still...
It should show up at the very bottom after all the bids, not all the bidded ones. Anyhow, yeah, I mean, I at first said why, but then I thought about it and rewind. I hate to shame profit taking. Nobody should ever do that in this space after some of the stuff that's happened. And like, honestly, look, if you're 10x on an NFT and you want to take some profit, who the heck should shame you for that? That is ridiculous. So yeah,
I'm not shaming. I'm just trying to just see if this is. I mean, I don't know if that's the proper word. I'm just like, I don't think this is the time.
Here's the other thing.
Where is it? Like, it's not showing up.
Right now is a very important time to be making good rotations. So, or getting ready for good rotations. Like, there's a lot of people that feel like Bitcoin's going to have its little moment of pullback at some point or things like that. Like, if you're in big profit somewhere and you can ready yourself some capital in case that happens and you can rotate for another 5-10x because something's dropped and it's going to pump back up. You know, I mean, if you're a good trader and you're smart, there's lots of ways to make money right now, I think. I'm not the best trader. Like, I'm not trying to catch knives and sell tops. And, you know, part of that is you need to be in front of the chart a lot and in front of the screen a lot. And my lifestyle doesn't lead to that, you know. Occasionally I am able to, you know, see the right level on the chart and swing a good trade and things like that. But it doesn't work for me often. I know where my strengths and weaknesses are at this point, you know? But yeah, right now is a super important time to kind of be assessing things and maximizing like your potential in this cycle, right?
He canceled it 43 minutes ago. He canceled it. So hold on.
And it, honestly, it seemed like, because we were talking about it in that space, was it Friday, Mayor?
Yeah.
And I was saying, like, a lot of the collections have had about, you know, a 25 to a 50% pullback from their recent highs. But it did seem like this weekend, some of them started hitting the new, like, hitting that kind of bottom and working back towards upwards. So.
NFTs are out of rotation right now.
Yeah, like, exactly.
I mean, it's meme coin craziness, and BTC Bitcoin is sucking up liquidity like crazy.
As soon as that pump happened last week, you could see the NFT rotation start.
Bitcoin is sucking liquidity like crazy, and it's not rotating down into alts, and it's affecting NFTs. So I'm just telling, I know this is an NFT space. You guys love NFTs. I'm just saying, like, don't, like, they'll cut, it's coming back. It's going to come back. Bitcoin NFTs are like the one sector that it's really getting crazy. But, you know, Solana NFTs are going to pop off again. It's going to pop off. Just when Bitcoin hits like 120K, there'll be some rotation. So that's just my theory, you know,
whatever you guys
want to think for yourself, do for yourself. But like,
I think you're absolutely right, Mayor. I think we already saw how after the first kind of heat up, we had a little rotation back to NFTs a little bit. Certainly some of the airdrop FOMO drove some of it to Stargaze. I don't think that narrative is going away at all. We're going to have the wormhole airdrop announcement coming up. And by all accounts, bad kids are going to be in on that. There's the Mantra one that was announced. So that narrative is not going to go away. People that are in profits and looking to, again, make those rotations and find how to maximize this cycle, right? Because, I mean, if you remember how it goes, there's times where liquidity leaves this area and goes back to that area and then comes back again, like Mayor's talking about. That's people rotating in and out to maximize their profits as the general market just keeps going up, right?
Yeah, and the retail money is not here yet, guys. It's just
it started, Mayor. Dude, did you see what Sheep did over the weekend?
A little bit. I think the retail money is starting to get into memes. I think that Solana and Doge was listed on Robinhood in Europe. That's why you saw the Doge move pump over the last week. Solana being listed on Robinhood is a good thing, but it's
coming though. It has started. Like if you see the memes starting to pump a little bit, like they are, and then I guess in the same kind of thought process, I've heard this. I can't remember which space it was last week, but I've heard it in other spaces too. That the alt season isn't going to be as great because of ETF money gobbling up all the inflows. Look at what alts did this weekend, man! Like, it's alt season's coming. Like, Bitcoin was pumping last week, and everyone's like, "When's my alts moving?" And when there's no ETF inflow over the weekend, you see alts starting to move, right? Like, it's going to come. It may not come like it did in huge, massive bursts, but alt season's happening. Like, it's not going to not happen.
Yeah, so, there's some different theories out there on that. It's not the old altcoins, but some of the newer altcoins.
Yeah, I agree with that, man. And
I've definitely moved. So,
yep, I agree with that. And that's going to be, you know, you're going to have your legacy things, just like in traditional markets, right? That kind of stand the test of time. Bitcoin, yes. Chainlink. I think Ethereum, but we'll see. There's a lot of concern about it, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of competition for Ethereum.
There's a lot of competition for Ethereum, and that could be something that, you know, but you never know. I mean, sometimes that first mover advantage, sometimes that, oh God, what's the one that I like to say? Like the one that's accepted by the masses, kind of the way Microsoft was, like it wasn't the best, but it just got accepted by everything and got onboarded by contracts and stuff. Like to me, that's kind of Solana. Like it's the fastest and it's, you know, the fees aren't great or, I'm sorry, not great. The fees are good, right? Mm-hmm. But like you have the outages and things like that. You can have some of that concern and the VC concern. But like it's the one that has gotten kind of mass adopted for what it's offering.
It's where the degenerates are.
So
it's where the meme coin crazy people are.
You know, like that's taken some from Ethereum, in my opinion.
For sure. Yeah.
So you can see how that's already starting, and this cycle could be a bit of a shifting. We'll see.
Well, I mean, you know,
Tank, welcome, brother.
Oh, we got Tank up here. I've been focusing more on meme coins recently.
Oh, you have.
Yes, just because I've just been paying more attention to them. Oh, and I finally started messing around on Solana a little bit. And you know, like the whiff, the dog with that?
Yeah.
And then Cat with Hat came out, I don't know, about a week ago. Did you know about that?
Bro, I'm not on Solana meme coins. So,
the Cat with Hat went up like about 15,000x, and then it, you know, pulled back a little bit. But one just came out like yesterday, and it is Trump with Hat meme coin. Trump with Hat meme coin on Solana. And I'm just saying, if the orange man gets back in the White House, this thing could be the meme of 2025. You just never know. You just never know. I heard some stories about, you know, Pepe's back. It, you know, there's people who put $3K in the Pepe and they're cashing out for $1 million now. Like, that's happening right now. So you got to sprinkle a little bit on these meme coins, and you never know what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah, I hear you, man. I guess
it's the casino. It's like, it's either do you want to go to the Vegas and play in the real casino, you know, or do you want to go to the art store? And the art shop's a little bit of a different casino.
It is.
It's not like, you know, craps over on the Vegas Strip over there on Solana. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there's craps in other casinos. You know, you got your stuff that's like, you got your strip. You could be on the Bellagio, or you could be like, you know, old Vegas too, right? So, you know, I'm not saying I don't mess with meme coins. I just haven't done it on Solana. Right. And part of that is like, bro, I say this all the time. Like, you can't be in every ecosystem, can you? Like,
no, you get, no, you don't want to spread yourself out.
Maybe I'm a pleb and missing bigger gains because I'm like, I just don't have the time to go do another wallet and another ecosystem. And like I'm not just like here having fun as a degen either, bro. Like, I'm kind of doing some grind for people and projects and things like that. So like, I'm putting my time there as well. And that takes some of the time I would have to just like self-degen, you know?
Yeah. You got your side hustle going on.
That's personal choice. Exactly. Right. Like, I guess for me, when I got into this and started playing around on like crypto Twitter when it was still Twitter, about 3 years ago, no, not 3 years ago, about 2 years ago, I think it was 2022, right after Neta drop, when I finally was like, all right, I'm not getting all the information I need. I got to go find more. And then I realized, wow, most of crypto happens on X. That's crazy. And then I was like, you know, it's probably a lot more fun to like be in the game a little bit than just be on the side and watching and cheering. So that's how I started helping projects, man. I don't know.
Tank, what's up? We were talking NFT Nashville earlier. Amanda and Joe was in here, and we were talking a little bit about NFT Nashville and NYC. How you doing, Tank?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Sorry about that.
Tank, Joe begged Amanda to come and told her that you would pay her any sum of money.
Amanda does put on some good events from what I hear. So, yeah, no. Yeah, darn. I missed them. Wish I could have saw them. But, yeah, man. Busy morning looking at the charts. It's great. I know you guys were covering that earlier. I love it, man. Absolutely love it.
How are you today, brother? Were you live streaming?
No, I'm pushing it back. I had a busy morning. We're putting in a hot tub and a cold plunge and a sauna at the actual house. And so like all weekend, I've been putting, like, bringing down a deck and making a paver space and doing all this other stuff. So this morning I was kind of busy. But yeah.
Yeah. I seen that post as you were doing the deck, man. Everything okay, brother? Like,
no, yeah. We're just taking it down. And I was actually referring to, not to always bring it up, but a lot of people
stuff that you can't control and whatnot. And
yeah, no, you know,
and I start seeing things like that, and I'm like, man, I hope everything's all right, brother.
It was my indirect way of saying people freaking out about Juno need to stop freaking out about and just go do something else. Like, that's what I do. I just go, you know, like you do, work on the homestead, man.
Yeah, man, the weather's getting nice here too. Getting my hands dirty this week, so.
Yeah, I really love being outside, man. I love doing home projects and working on stuff and building things. It's like it's my thing. When shit goes awry in crypto world, or when people are bitching and moaning or like whatever, and you, like, you may be kind of part of it or not part of it, or maybe fully part of it, like, I just walk away. There's sometimes where it's like there's everything in moderation, man. There's so much that's happening here that if you try to always keep up with it, kind of like you, what you guys were saying, like you're just going to get, you're going to get wishwashed, and it's no good for anybody, man. So I just like to go outside and just, as they say, touch grass. Not the snow is melting. Let's go touch some mud and grass.
Yeah, for sure. I gave him a little bit of a hard time on his post, but Rama basically said it, like, it might be the time where Spot needs to just go get some fresh air.
For so, real, yeah.
You know, yeah. I get you, man. Definitely. You can get bogged down big time. And we were talking about it in another space, right? Like, if it starts feeling like a chore, that's not good either, right? Like, you know, like if you're doing this and it's your job, it should feel like a job, and you're doing the best you can at your job. If you're doing this as your side hustle or your, you know, fun gig to get, you know, degassed at the end of your day or whatever, like if it starts feeling like a chore, that's not a good feeling. And you have to be ready for the grind work that goes along with it. So that grind work starts feeling chore like.
Kind of listening.
You know, managing your bag feeling chore like, you need to go get some fresh air.
Yeah, and kind of listening to you and Mayor talk about it and stuff like that, like, I can't agree more. Like, crypto, let's be real, guys. Like, you know, when people are, oh, I'm here for the fucking tech and stuff like that. Crypto should be fun. Like, crypto, you guys remember, like, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when crypto was super fucking fun? That's what it should feel like. In my, like, regardless, when you're here goofing off or gambling, like, as you guys were saying, in shooting craps or whatever DJ and player are doing, it should be fun at the least, right? Like, when you're buying NFTs, there should be some excitement because it's kind of fucking fun. Or when you're on a DeFi application, it should be fun. When you get caught up in the fucking whos and haws and the fucking weeds of every dollar, like, that shit sucks after a while. And I don't want to do that. But I go back to having fun. If I lose a little bit of money, whatever. I want to have fun while I'm doing it, right?
Yeah, you got to have balance, man. It's all about balance and making sure stuff's not taking too much of your life, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and look, I've said this a lot too, right? Like, I said this when I first started doing this, and I'll say it now, and you'll probably hear me harp on it a lot over the next few months. But like, we talk about ecosystems and things like this in this place, right? What is an ecosystem, right? It is like a thriving, like, conglomerate of all the living things around it, right? And so what is your role in the ecosystem, right? Like, if you're someone who loves governance and things like that, that's where your role is. If you're me, you don't love that stuff, right? And I realized that in the winter, and I realized where to put my efforts into and where I would have fun and what communities I would be able to add my energy to in a positive way, right? So that's what Tank's saying. Like, you figure out what's making you happy and figure out what's fun. Don't be getting so, I don't know.
You know, it's funny though. No pun intended. No,
I don't know. Hyper focused on like little things, right? Like, open your eyes and realize there's a bigger ecosystem out there going on, and there's lots feeding into it. Go ahead, Tank. Sorry.
No. I'm sorry. I was kind of cut. But you know, it's funny. It's purely coincidental, but not, I guess, the one place in the Cosmos ecosystem, or just in general crypto, that does this really, really well when it comes to managing excitement and like community building and stuff like that, is Stargaze or the NFT like platforms. Like, think about like when I was saying, like, you gotta like have fun, right? There's very few actual like DeFi applications that manage their communities enough to, or like, I don't know, manage, but like nurture, or maybe manage is the good word, I don't know. But there's very few. I think they like recently Kujira, I thought, did a really good job. AVAX, I know, and it's just the ones that I'm like a lot more active in, is, but there's a reason, because it's fun, right? Like, but Stargaze and the way that they've done things where they have like their, you know, Freshman Fridays or like spaces like this and stuff like that, like, where's the one place that you could go spend some money and actually have some fun while you're doing it? And I think Stargaze and NFT platforms have really done a very good job at like finding the attention in that conversation. I will say, and I want to ask you guys, maybe that's part of the recent few months, like, reason why things have felt so maybe on Stargaze or other NFTs. Do you feel like people have gotten so caught up in trying to find the next bit of information, like to spin their job on these, you know, Freshman Fridays or like upcoming Mint like spaces and stuff, or get to know the artist spaces, that it's now kind of like a chore instead of like, you know, like the, like how you're having these here where it's kind of like genuine and it just kind of organically happens, where you find, because he's here, like the suits, you know, they're minting stuff, like that's fun shit, right? Like you figure out what they're doing, you kind of see the traction happen, you just fucking, you go mint some just because it's, you know, for the culture, as they would say, instead of like people always trying to hunt and treat buying NFTs like a job. Like to me, that shit's like, I hate when NFT buying starts turning into that kind of stuff. Like, I don't want to fucking always have to try to hunt for the next big alpha in NFTs. Like, I don't know, it should feel more fluid and organic. Have you guys ever felt that way? Do you guys feel like it's becoming kind of a chore?
I think it's always going to have that feeling. And especially, well, I don't know if always is the right word, but like the way things are set up right now, market dynamics and human nature, I think that's how it is. And especially in a bull market situation, I think that's going to be a lot of the feeling that we get. And what drives that is that there's a lot of people that see NFTs and see Web3. And look, like we've all, maybe I shouldn't say we've all, but I hope almost everyone in this room has made a quick gain here or there. And that's a good feeling when you get a good flip or when you get a good pump, right? You get in right before the pump and you get your money out and you have your triple play. That's a good feeling, right? So some, I mean, like that's not going to go away. That thought process that I can find the thing that gives me the next flip, that's how a process is kind of inherent in some of this Web3 grind, right? We were talking about it maybe on your space, Tank, about getting the next double up, right? Like, don't worry about a 10x, find your double ups, because if you get the next double up and then the next double up and then the next double up, well, you know what? That's exponential growth. The more times you double up, right, you know, that's exponential growth. That is what happens when you go from 2 to 4, from 4 to 8, from 8 to 16, 16 to 32, you start making a J curve. So that's inherent in the nature of these things. And so to some degree, the next NFT project, some people will look at it that way. I mean, I shared this strategy, and it's not like I call it strategy like I'm some genius or anybody who uses it is. It's just kind of a way that like NFT bros go for it sometimes, where like you mint twice the amount that you want, planning to flip to the whatever half of those you don't like the most, or if you get a good rank, you flip, right? Like the 4 and 2 scenario, so that you're hoping to make your money back and maybe get that double up, but you're still going to be able to have capital for the next play and things like that. So that mindset and that strategy is always going to be there, I think, Tank. And that grind, that idea makes it feel that way to some.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Right. Yeah. Like, and I, you know, again, it's you do you and how much you want to go after it too. Right. But some of it is picking up your pennies and things like that. And, you know, maximizing your assets and your capital during a bull market or a bear market even. So yeah, you know, if like honest, some of the best moves I've made in the last year and a half were through NFTs and flipping NFTs and resecuring my Stars investment and reallocating the capital from that to other bags like Kujira and things like that.
Dude, you know what? You know what made me feel kind of like proud, but also kind of disgusted with myself is, you know, like it's probably an old feature, but I just like noticed it more probably recently because I saw it. Was like, you know that little feature where it shows you how much your NFT portfolio is worth? Like, when you look at that, does that make you feel good about yourself or bad about yourself?
Let me see if I hover over if it tells me my USD worth right now today. Some days I'm like, ooh, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I'm all right with that.
Dude. There's one wallet where I go, ooh, you fucking knucklehead.
Like, all right, look, if the value of my main Stargaze trading wallet is the same value of my initial in all of Web3, I guess I'm okay with it because I have that in plenty of other bags as well. So I guess I've done all right to make some gains and allocate it into NFTs and then reallocate those gains back to other things. And so, yeah, I'm all right with where it stands. If I don't make some right moves here in the next 6 to 12 months, am I going to be feeling that way? No, my wife's going to make sure I remember it. You know, my son's going to be like, why aren't we going to Disney World, Dad?
Yeah, you better sell that bad kid or whatever you have. Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know, like I try and keep in mind that NFTs should be more fun, right? And so I do see that dollar value that I spend there sometimes. I've got ones that I've spent a decent dollar value on, and I don't care if I ever sell them or not, right? And I hope maybe one day they moon or something. But I don't really care if I ever sell them or not. I've got some that I'm holding on to that I think will be decent for flipping in this bull cycle and hopefully bring me a 2x or a 3x on the dollar to dollar value I spent on them, right? If they bring me a 5 or a 10x, that's great. Like, and I'm a pleb. I don't have to make 10 and 100x on everything because I understand that a 2x here and a 2x then and then another 2x and then another 2x is going to set me up for gains that are going to make me happy this cycle, right? And that's the other thing that everyone should be really, really, really pleased focusing on in this cycle as we go into this season. Stop comparing your gains to others. Look at your life and look at what you hope to get out of this, right? If you hope to get a mortgage payment, you need to actually seriously look at what it takes to get that. If you hope to get a car payment, you need to look and actually seriously look at what it's going to take to get that, right? You need to set your goals realistically for what your life allows, and then you need to be happy when you reach those goals. If you're trying to make some vacation money and you've gotten there and you're looking at your portfolio and there's vacation money there, you don't take the profit and book a vacation, I don't know what to tell you. Like, right? You got to set goals and then you got to, right? So, and this is the season to make sure you've got those in order and that you're ready to meet them. Like, don't miss your goals because you're waiting for one more leg up because that's a few extra X's and you've already gotten there. Like, rotate, take it and rotate and, you know, make smart choices. I guess we've kind of gotten away from the value of my NFT portfolio now into the broader topic of it all. But like, seriously, guys, everyone should know, right?
Life lessons from Homestead the Pleb.
I mean, look, I am the pleb. I got my homestead. I got my family.
Yeah.
I don't want people to think that they should ape money that they don't have.
Right. Yeah. Well, The thing is with this space also, like,
I don't have huge bags because it would put my family in a bad financial situation to have massively huge bags. But we have the ability to invest a little bit of money here or there and see if we can make a vacation fund out of it. Or God, what I really would like, if the wife will let me do it, is to get a goddamn nice tractor.
Yeah. It's good to have goals, man, because especially if you trade this market, you're just going to get chopped up. So, anyways, it's good stuff. I'm going to have
Mayor, now we know Homestead is here for the John Deere, damn it. That's all he's
here for. I'm here for the tech, and that tech is a John Deere. From
You can get a nice, tractor for about what? 10K, 12K.
Oh my God, Mayor. I don't think so. Yeah, I think like 20K. Is what you're looking at.
They're expensive. Well, if you go John Deere, they're
expensive. Well, a real tractor is going to cost you like 30, 35 maybe.
Yeah, like I'm thinking like a small, like the small ones that you would have for like, you know, maybe a small couple of acres or something you could have a small bucket for. Those, like I looked into when we moved here, and that was nearly 10 years ago at this point, right? So before all this crap happened. Economically wise, And they were like, entry was 15,000 for something new. You know, you could get a used one for 8 to 10. And that wasn't Deere, that was other brands. So yeah, it's going to need to be a real good bull cycle for HomePlug to have
that. Popcat skids to your 60 grand.
Oh, I got to cut out. It's good chatting with you guys. Catch up with you later.
Yeah, and I promised the family the vacay first, so.
Anyone that follows my main account knows I've just been praying for my shit coins to get me a skid steer, so I know all that.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I know you got your plot of land. How many acres you got?
43.
Yeah, that's a bit more than I. That's some privacy. Holy moly.
It's a lot of trees.
Yeah. Yeah, good for you. It's nice to have some land to look at, a little quiet. I like our little field here. It's definitely a little slice of heaven.
Oh yeah, your place looks great. You got a house on yours. I don't got shit.
Well, let's get Sailor to pump our back some more. When's he gonna start buying again? what else, team? Anybody out there got some alpha? Anybody want to come up and say hi? I've been going for about an hour and a half, so I'm going to get to the point here of closing down. All right, all quiet on the Western Front. Sounds good. Well, then, yeah, I think I will shut it down. Thank you there. You last call, man. You got busy.
Sorry, I was just listening. Sorry, I jumped in late. Over here trying to get...
That's cool, man. A little bit rugged now. Maybe that was the ish. Couldn't hear me. Anyhow, thanks for coming in, Tank, and saying hi. I appreciate it, brother. Cutes, thanks for coming up. Peps, I'm sorry you didn't really get to speak. Come to Friday's Mint Party and tell us about the Peps project, right? That's definitely the project for open and upcoming mints, or the space for open and upcoming mints on Friday. So I'll be running that. Everyone who stopped by, thank you so much. All of my speakers, Joe, Maria, Amanda, Tank, Cutes. Am I missing somebody? Red Eye, like, thank you guys. It really makes a space when there's people who can come up and chat. This is how we're going to make Stargaze the hub. And we're doing it. We're already doing it. So keep showing up. I'll keep showing up and saying, GM, be kind, be well. Go out there and flip some NFTs. Keep farming your dreams, people. Peace out.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape up under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom over impossible loss. It's all moss and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage, like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible, when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats, tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. did it. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few Z's. And then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats. And if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy. Before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works. And we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, say and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Terror Spaces.